This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, good morning. Glad to have you. Here's what I tell everyone.
How are you?
Huh? Born by God's dear grace.
Where exactly would that be?
In an extraordinary place.
Right.
For now.
There you go, yeah.
For the stars and stripes.
Make America great again, aren't we?
And the eagle fly.
Watching that eagle fly.
You have to.
It's a big old land.
What the heck is happening in Minnesota? They actually have a bill being considered as part of their judiciary bill that creates a government database of hate incidents. These are not crimes, which, by the way, are already tracked. These are hate incidents. What exactly is a hate incident? We're going to try and decipher that today and dip into the discussion happening in the Minnesota legislature about that. We also have some other stories. Some of these are good news stories. I like a good news story, don't you? A new poll. This was in the Wall Street Journal. A study was commissioned by Springtide Research. Found a surprising surge of young Americans are turning to religion. We'd much rather they turn to religion than some of the other perils that are out there.
So amen.
That's good news. A school district in Michigan is banning Let's Go Brandon clothing. Wait till you find out what they consider Let's Go Brandon clothing to be as part of their standards practice there. Yeah, you're not going to believe it. And one other story here that I wanted to tell you about, and that is Disney suing DeSantis.
Mm-hmm.
Disney had special status in the state of Florida for a long time.
Boy, did they.
And then they decided to be an arm of the Democratic Party down there. And in a Republican state, that's not probably the healthiest thing to do, Kev. You know what I'm saying?
It might be. I'm not sure that Disney didn't coin the don't say gay thing and get it going.
Yeah, and
you know, yeah, they were.
Exactly. And, of course, they had a woke mob that insisted they speak out about it now, and they're suffering the consequences.
Well, DeSantis, he's done with it. I mean, that's I loved what he said. Florida's where woke goes to die. And if they keep pushing this stuff, and they keep, you know, and I've been saying my take on it is that no one ever cared. No one ever cared that there was cross-dressers and tomboys and gay. No one ever cared about any of that, any drag shows. You did that at the clubs when they did that with their adults. They're consenting. They can do what they want. That's fine. They've gone way past reasonable with children, with recruiting, with bathrooms, with locker rooms, with pools. You've gone so far past reasonable that you've lost all the credibility for the movement or whatever sort of pride or respect you're looking for. And one of the, I'll play this quick audio of this. This is a response in Kansas. Now, transgender bathroom bill was approved in Kansas, and they're expecting a veto. Well, you see these videos, these short-form videos that go on, and here's a transgender person saying that Kansas City better just be ready to take it, and a response from a citizen.
So y'all don't get to say anything when this face walks into a woman's restroom in Kansas.
Well, Sparkle Farts, all things being equal, you are technically correct. If you follow my precious daughter into a women's room, a changing room, locker room, or anywhere else, the time for talk will have long since passed, and there isn't a law now, nor will there ever be to shield you from the hellish nightmare you will have called down upon yourself. We are done with this game. The jackals and hyenas, even our own government, have done their best to draw out U.S. patriots, and I suppose congratulations are in order. as you have succeeded in that goal. But we will protect our women and defend our children from threats such as yourself. And we will not concern ourselves with trivial matters such as a shrinking census roll. So, if I may be so bold as to suggest, make good decisions. Otherwise, may God have mercy on you. For I will not.
There you go. We are done with this. Done. Greg Gibson, by the way.
Yeah, for the life of me. Go ahead and finish on Gibson.
That's his name, Greg Gibson.
For the life of me, I don't understand why. If you're in the trans community, you wouldn't want this to stop. You know, this is harming their cause by these activists that think that it's okay for a genetic male
and so many
to be
from
a genetic female.
So sport. Many from the community are stepping forward saying this is stupid. Stop this. I just saw a gal who was gay, and she was at some sort of a city meeting of some school district, and she was just demanding this all just stop. It's like you're embarrassing yourself.
Also, coming up on the program today, we're going to tell you about a UND, University of North Dakota, a grant, $8 million from the U.S. Department of Energy to study the possibilities of mining rare earth elements in North Dakota. So that, too, coming up on the program. But let's start with Minnesota and what's happening there. There is a state representative by the name of Vang that has put a provision into the judiciary bill in Minnesota that creates a government database of hate incidents. Here's an exchange on the Minnesota House floor on this particular piece of legislation. Listen.
Thank you, Madam Speaker and Representative Vang. If a Minnesotan writes an article claiming or arguing that COVID-19 is a Chinese bioweapon that leaked from a lab in Wuhan, and someone reports that article to the Department of Human Rights, is that something that the Department of Human Rights should put in their bias registry under your bill?
Representative Vang.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Representative Niska, you know, not all incidents are considered, I guess, violent or criminal, as I said before. And so this clearly, if with the rhetoric that we've seen since the pandemic and regarding accusing Asians of bringing in.
Did he ask a tough question here?
No.
I think he said.
No.
If saying COVID came from China, does that fit your definition? Now she's...
Now all of a sudden he's accusing Asians of bringing COVID in. That isn't what the point of it is.
Hopefully she'll get around to answering the question here.
Accusing Asians of bringing in the coronavirus.
Come on.
That is bias motivated, and so that can be considered a bias incident.
Representative Niska.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I think I heard yes to that, which is very troubling to me, that someone making a factual argument along those lines, I think is something that's within political discourse would be included in the Department of Human Rights database. Let me ask you another question, though, if Representative Vang would yield.
She will yield. Representative Niska.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. And Representative Vang, if a Minnesotan is wearing a T-shirt that says, I love J.K. Rowling, and someone sees that and reports them to the Minnesota Department of Human Rights as an example of gender identity or gender expression bias, is that something that the Minnesota Department of Human Rights should put in this bias database?
What am I missing here? What is the...
J.K. Rowling?
Yeah.
The Harry Potter novels.
Right?
Yeah.
I know who it is.
Yeah, she's she's a conservative, so she's calling out a lot of this nonsense. If I'm not mistaken.
Okay, and the shirt would say I love J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
Okay,
which would be a triggering,
pretty
microaggressive,
okay.
Hateful thing.
Got
people
it.
Think that she's bad.
Got it. Okay, yeah. So let's see the answer here.
Representative Fang.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and Representative Niska. You know, I think this question will best be answered by the lawyers. I'm not a lawyer myself. I think in the language of the provision, we have looked at the language to make sure that a substantial part of any incident has to be relating to bias and hate and motivated. And so I will, you know, I'm not going to say a yes or no to that question. It is really up to the those investigating to decide whether there is substances.
That's it.
You know, here's the thing. They're trying.
Just wait, though.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The fact that she says that we need to investigate somebody wearing an I Love J.K. Rowling shirt, for crying out loud.
Shut up. Yeah.
As a hate incident, I know all I need to know.
They're trying to... Remember that, I mean, we always know that some truth hurts. You know, hey, sorry, you know, I hate to tell you, but you're an idiot. Hate to tell you, but you're wrong there. People have equated being told truth that they don't like into hate. If I say the coronavirus, the COVID-19 virus, came from a lab in Wuhan, China, and we know that it did, that's just truth. That's not hate towards Asians. That's not hate towards anybody coming in with the supposedly. That's just a fact that that's where the thing was created. Yet all this dialogue and this word salad nonsense gets whipped up, and all of a sudden it's hate speech. You can say that or do this or do that.
Just when you think it couldn't get worse in Minnesota.
The Ministry of Truth. Here we come.
A tracking speech they consider hate incidents. Wow. Pizza Corner Pizza, $6.99. Now at PetroServe USA. I'll say it again. Pizza Corner Pizza is just $6.99 at a PetroServe USA location near you all month long. Butcher meat sticks for $4.59. Hot socks, 3 for 99 cents. Liquid ice, 2 for $3.50. iGog sunglasses, $2 off any pair. PetroServe mugs, take your pick. They're just $2. And save big on washer fluid, as low as $2.69 a bottle at PetroServe USA. For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming April auctions include 710 acres in Stutsman County near Eldridge, 400 acres in Emmons County near Linton, 160 acres of cropland in Barnes County, 120 acres in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 480 acres in Sioux County, and 320 acres of farmland and pastureland in McLean County near Benedict, North Dakota. And don't forget, farm equipment retirement auctions in New Salem, Hettinger, Kinder, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Speedwagon?
Yes, sir.
Just for fun?
Why not?
No birthdays?
No, just for fun.
I was waiting for a little Sheen Easton.
Oh, yeah, we got to do that, too.
Sheen birthday girl, right?
Yeah.
What's for lunch today? Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience at PetroServe USA. That's what's for lunch today. That's right. Thursday lunch specials include taco hot dish or a French dip sandwich. Got some choices there in Valley City, exit 292. Have them throw a burger on for you. Fresh-made burger. You want some raw onions. You want some fried onions on there. You want some cheese. You want you name it. A little sauerkraut. Whatever you want. Do a great job. Love a fresh-made burger right there with Valley Meats. Valley City location of PetroServe USA. Beef tips and gravy or sausage mac. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Southwest Chicken Bowl, 12th and I-29. Salisbury Steak at MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Chicken Alfredo in Glendon. Mongolian beef and orange chicken in Yulin. Or Southwest Chicken Bowl on 45th. PetroServe USA. Home cooking. Grab-and-go convenience. 271-1100 is our telephone number to weigh in on the crazy news of the day. Or text us at 237-1590. 237-1590. You want one more piece of Minnesota crazy for you before we move on?
Oh, sure.
So at the same time, they're going to make a T-shirt, a hate incident. The Democratic Minnesota State Representatives have introduced legislation that could end the exclusion of pedophilia from legal protections of sexual orientation in state law. The state's existing anti-discrimination law excludes sexual attraction to children from legally protected sexual orientations. Makes sense? Yeah, that should not be included.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have any kind of a protection if you're a pervert.
Sick.
That is attracted to children, an adult attracted to children.
Yep.
But this bill they're debating would remove that exclusion. Bill describes itself as removing certain sections in the Human Rights Act that allow for discrimination based on sexual orientation.
Wow.
You got to be kidding me.
That is, well, that's like you said in the break, it's evil. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where these people lost their minds, but they keep going farther and farther out. It's like, come back!
Jay emails, I've always believed that all this garbage from the extreme left is based on the elementary act of allowing everyone to get a trophy.
Oh, yeah.
They've never been schooled on the value of losing.
Amen. Been saying that for years.
Wow, it's odd.
I've been around it, too. I mean, I've been around, you know, coaching youth basketball and around some teachers and people that are like, well, we're not really emphasizing winning. We just want everybody to have fun and like, no. Oh. Ask any of the kids, guess what? They want to win. It's inherent in them.
Texter says J.K. Rowling is a left-leaning woman who's been pushing back hard against the transgender movement for erasing women.
Yeah.
So she has become persona non grata number one with the gender Marxist, says Adam. All I knew was she was the Harry Potter author myself. I didn't know any of that. But a brilliant illustration by the representative on the floor of the House to say, how about a T-shirt that says, I love J.K. Rowling?
Yeah.
I'm just expressing a love for an author of hate incident. We'll have to get the lawyers involved in that
you imagine? Yeah, like we're not mucked up in our court system enough. And, you know, because we got a few illegal immigrant court dates to satisfy there, too. So, you know, nonsense.
Another listener says, if they pass that bill with these woke people in charge, how soon before they deem sermons, religious beliefs, or views as hate incidents?
Yep, bring it.
No, you're right.
Bring it. You bring this. You go ahead. You pass this. You bring it. Bring it to the woods and rocks and cows. You see how it goes over.
Another listener, guys. This is big evil. These things are of Satan.
You bet.
There's a good and there's an evil. You decide what's on what side. Another listener, how long before murder is legal in Minnesota? You really wonder. Well, they didn't really mean to do it. They didn't, it's just...
It was involuntary.
Yeah. Stumbled into it. Texter says, where's free speech? Don't like my shirt? Don't read it. Stop looking at me.
Yeah. Amen. Yes. Whatever happened to that? Sticks and stones. Ducks back. Water.
All right. A couple other pieces of news. One not so good news and one some good news. Okay. A Michigan school district right now is picking sides in a possible rematch of the 2020 election, showing a continuing pattern of discrimination against students who support President Trump and flouting a major Supreme Court precedent on student speech. Do they care? They don't care. A Michigan school, Tri-County Area Schools, ruled that student clothing that reads, "Let's go, Brandon," is prohibited, wait for it, Kev, as lewd, indecent, vulgar, or profane under its dress code. Let me connect these two dots for you. Wearing a T-shirt that says, "I love J.K. Rowling," hate incident. Saying COVID came from a lab in China, hate incident. But a school can say, "Oh, no, 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 let's go, Brandon. That's lewd, indecent, vulgar, and profane." What is wrong with this world that we live in? Mississippi school district.
Feelings. It's all about feelings.
This one was Michigan, but the Mississippi school district revised its dress code following a legal warning about a student ordered to remove a Trump face mask while it permitted masks for Biden, gay rights, and Black Lives Matter.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That was all, that was all over the place.
That's
during COVID.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yep.
And by the way, they got warned. California high school banned Make America Great Again hats while a California teacher allegedly threatened to eject a student from virtual class for a Trump banner in his background. You know, just remember, this actually happened. Now, let me give you some good news, okay? Story in Zero Hedge. The story of religious trends in America has been one of increasing disaffiliation among younger generations. But a new study reveals an unexpected resurgence of faith among youngsters. This is something they're crediting the post-COVID era with. You know, that maybe just that whole COVID era and just lockdowns and all the, you know, that, hey, maybe it's time to think of it a little bit differently. Wall Street Journal reporting a new study from the Springtide Research Institute found about one-third of 18 to 25-year-olds believe in a higher power. That's up from a quarter in 2021. Church leaders and young adults attribute the increase in faith to believing in a higher power during the COVID crisis. For many young people, the pandemic was the first crisis they faced. Wall Street Journal says it affected everyone to some degree, from the loss of family and friends to uncertainty about jobs and daily life. In many ways, it aged young Americans, and they're now turning to the same comfort previous generations have turned to during tragedies for healing and comfort. How great is that? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of good news for you.
Real world
right there. We're going to go to Ottawa, Minnesota when we come back and also talk about Mineral Earth.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustration if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
USA News Update. Disney Entertainment filed paperwork in Tallahassee to sue Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on his takeover of Disney's self-government at the Florida theme park, alleging the governor waged a targeted campaign of government retaliation. DeSantis responds,
"No accountability, no transparency, none of that. And that arrangement was not good for the state of Florida. The idea that somehow being pro-business means giving companies their own governments, that is not what a free market is all about, last I checked."
Fan voting for the 2023 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ends tomorrow. This year's nominees include George Michael, Cyndi Lauper, Iron Maiden, Warren Zevon, The Spinners, Willie Nelson, and Kate Bush. Fans can select up to 5 nominees a day. The finals list of inductees will be announced sometime next month. Lance Pry, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mind brought to you by MyPillow, where right now you can buy one and get one free of the fantastic new MyPillow 2.0. This is the real deal. I'm here to tell you folks, pretty amazing. They also have the mattress topper in the 2.0 technology as well, the 3-inch coil hybrid topper. And all those, you can get at great deals right now if you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. The North Dakota legislature has passed a massive $515 million tax cut. 70% of that money will go towards income tax reductions, 30% to a special homeowner's property tax bill provision as well. And Governor Burgum has said he will sign that bill. So it has passed overwhelmingly now, and both in the House and the Senate, and the legislation goes to Governor Burgum's desk, and he says he'll sign it. So big news there today. Let's go to Mike in Ottawa, Minnesota, as I promised I would do before we get to our next guest. Mike, what's on your mind?
Got to start calling our representatives. I call and leave messages for Rob Kubik all the time. And I think our representative that got elected is a Republican for the state in this area. But Rob is the Democrat, and he has signed on to every single bill that they've shoved through. And his cell number, and it records the. You should call. Everybody should start calling these people. But Rob Kupich is 218-979-4926, and I leave a message on there daily. I cannot believe what Minnesota is doing to our state. Our state is no longer one of freedom, one of welcoming. I mean, it's turned into a left wing cesspool.
Rob Kupek is really surprising because Moorhead is not. I mean, it's almost like he went down there and immediately said, "Hey, Walls and company, what do you need me to do? I'll go as woke as you want me to go woke." You know, I mean, he really has turned into a complete, like, you know, his voting pattern would mirror that of somebody in, you know, the heart of Minneapolis.
It's, I really want to ask bizarre. These people if it was their daughter, if it was their son or daughter that was 14 and wanted to transition, and some counselor or some school teacher took them out of, you know, the state and took them to Minnesota to have the gender affirming health care, plastic surgery, whacking off body parts, adding them on. If his daughter or son, if any of these people, they'd be good with that. But you don't get to ask them that question.
Well,
because they won't ever answer it.
Yes. No, they won't. And like this bang, I mean, when I heard the questions that you guys just played a little earlier, it absolutely, it sickens me to know that our state of Minnesota, in fact, I'm debating about moving. I live in the lakes area, so I'm going to go down. I'm thinking about, establishing residency in North Dakota. And, I can't take it anymore. I mean, this isn't the state that I've grew up in.
Yeah, Minnesota is losing population. North Dakota's gaining population, so you won't be alone.
South Dakota, my friend sold all of his businesses in the Twin Cities, heating, cooling businesses, sold it all, sold every truck, sold every tool, and moved to South Dakota. He lives in Rapid City now. He's done.
They're gaining population,
yep,
too.
Yep.
Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. I want to welcome our next guest, Nolan Feaker, who is a senior research manager at the UND Institute of Energy Studies. Two UND researchers were awarded an $8 million U.S. Department of Energy grant to study the possibilities of mining rare earth elements in North Dakota. Would that be great? Which are in just about everything. And Nolan will tell us more. Nolan, thanks for the time today. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Did I say your last name right?
Faker, but everyone gets it wrong. It's fine.
You've just resigned yourself to them getting it wrong. I want to get it right, so I'll say Faker. Appreciate the time today. Remind everybody what a mining rare earth element is.
So what a rare earth element is, there's a lot of them. There's about 17 different rare earth elements, and these are they're not wildly rare. They're just not really abundant in mineral concentrations. You don't find them in veins like you find copper or iron. But really what they are is, I mean, I've heard the term chemical vitamins used for them. You don't use a lot of them in modern technology, but they make possible $4 trillion worth of products. I mean, they make the magnets that go in your cell phones and in missile guidance systems and in disk drives. They make batteries for many different applications. They make catalysts for fuel refining. Pretty much anywhere you look in our modern world, you'll find them touching it somehow.
And the rare earth elements in North Dakota are in the coal, in the lignite, is that right?
Yep. So one of the best sources that we found for extracting rare earths is from the coal itself. I mean, you get the dual benefit of the mining's already happening in the coal, so I don't have to attempt to permit a new mine, which obviously takes quite a while. But it's, you can use the current mine that you have right now. You already have plans for what to do with the coal after making low-cost electricity or other carbon products. And you can get those rare earths out and actually make a cleaner burning fuel while you do that. So sort of a win-win-win.
Since, as you say, we're already mining the coal, wouldn't mining the rare earth elements be sort of a no-brainer?
And that's the position we're trying to go for, but there's some challenges with the rare earths themselves. I mean, they're in the coal. It takes some processing to get them out, but frankly, one of the biggest problems is to actually turn these rare earths into products. There's a whole supply chain after it that needs to be present, and that's separating the rare earths into individual components, turning them into metals, and then making them into magnets. The U.S. really doesn't have almost any capability to do any of those processing streams. We've offshored all of those to China in the last two decades. And obviously for us to make a domestic source of rare earths, all of those would have to be present. So it's not just about getting them out of the lignite, it's making sure we have a domestic supply chain to get all the way to our finished goods and not just immediately send those back over to China.
I'd love to find the guy, Kev, that said, you know, that $4 trillion industry with rare earth elements, just give it to China. Just have them handle the supply chain on this thing. I mean,
I know where you can find them. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, most days taking a nap.
Well, this is decades ago that we did that.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. So, obviously, the study is saying, okay, is this possible? Can we mine those rare earth elements in North Dakota? Would it also then include, you know, how do you have the supply chain after it?
So, yeah, this study is an engineering study on actually what a plant that would mine rare earth elements would look like and how would we get to magnets and what the costs for that are. And actually, interestingly, this grant is actually a two-phase grant. The study is the first phase, but the second phase, DOE is actually ponying up half the money it would require to build this plant. So it's actually a really good opportunity to actually construct this and get the supply chain going.
Where else are there rare earth elements in the United States?
So the biggest mine that exists right now is Mountain Pass in California. There's also a project in Texas called Round Top, and they've been looking to come online. And there's a few other locations, but what I think marks the North Dakota rare earths out the most is we have some of the more rare earth magnet rare earths, the ones that are used in the high-temperature magnets. And those are typically very hard to find elsewhere. So it's a really unique resource that North Dakota has.
Interesting. So we've got an edge in that regard. Is there a kind of an arms race to see who can ramp up fastest with these grants? And you know, does DOE want this fast?
So DOE always wants this about 2 weeks ago. So there's obviously a race to try and do this as quick as we can. And, I mean, it's also a race to put some pressure internationally in showing, look, we can make these ourselves. We have our own supply chain, and we can have some independence that way. So obviously there's a race, but at the same time, there's a risk in doing things too fast, missing the mark, and in essence having a project fail because the economics aren't as good as we thought they would be, or there's some technical problem we didn't resolve first.
So tell me what's about the West Virginia University in West Virginia. Is UND competing with West Virginia, or are you doing this in partnership with West Virginia?
So on this specific grant, we're somewhat competing. The two projects, UND and West Virginia, only one of them gets to build the plant. There's obviously some competition there. But in terms of actually producing rare earths on a national scale, I wouldn't say we're necessarily competing. Their resource of acid mine drainage is a really good resource, and it's a way to produce some rare earths, but it's not likely to cover all of what the U.S. needs. Lignite in North Dakota the same way, where it's a really good resource, but I don't think all the other mines in the U.S. are going to shut down because lignite will produce everything. I don't see that as being a reality. But in terms of producing a lot of those really valuable rare ones that we can't find other places, I think both projects have a pretty good shot at doing that.
How long before this is commercially viable and you actually can take on some of the $4 trillion, you know, industry?
So, I mean, this project, by DOE schedule, we would start constructing these facilities to actually start producing rare earth here in the next 2.5 years. This is fairly near term. Obviously, how long it takes to build that plant and get it up and running is yet to be seen, and that's part of our goal with the study. But this is within 2030 by every means to be actually operating and producing rare earths in North Dakota. That's our goal.
And obviously we'd love to see that happen in North Dakota for a myriad of reasons. It helps the lignite industry. It's great for the economy. But I think the most important thing that we all ought to be cheering for, UND and getting that plan and being part of this industry, is national security. Just taking this back from a very critical element to so many things back on shore. That's what seems to be most important to me. Right, Nolan?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, obviously the impact to the lignite industry is huge, and making it so that the lignite mines possibly have an economic revenue source that isn't related to power production, I mean, that's a key consideration for them, so they can sell more coal and be a bit more stable. But, of course, the overarching goal is...
Fascinating conversation. Really appreciate it. We're out of time. Nolan Thanker, Senior Research Manager with the UND Institute for Energy Studies today. Thanks.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tap fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, Sheena Easton, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
I love it.
64 today.
How about that?
This is one of her like B-side hits. I remember that one, though.
We've been talking about legislatures and some of the things they're doing. I have another one for you. Montana. The House there voted to discipline Representative Zoe Zephyr.
All right.
The state's only transgender lawmaker.
Okay. What happened?
Well, she got on the floor and said something to the effect of, when you folks bow your head for the invocation, I hope you see the blood on your hands. Because of a bill they voted on regarding gender-affirming care. Blood on their hands.
Gender-affirming care.
One thing people need to know about legislative bodies, be it the House and the Senate and, you know, the U.S. Congress,
mm-hmm.
or legislatures, everybody agrees to a set of rules when they're a member of that body. And that body polices themselves.
Yep.
So, you know, you can't say things about your fellow members. So what the what they did here is say, you're going to have to take a pause, take a powder. She hasn't been allowed to, can you help me there? Hasn't been allowed to speak.
Is it a trans woman or a trans man?
I don't know. Zoe Zephyr.
Okay.
Looks like a man in a dress.
Trans woman then. Yep.
Zephyr's been allowed to hasn't been allowed to speak in the state's House chamber since last Tuesday. This is in Montana.
Yep.
Which prompted protests and arrests this week, and the abrupt cancellation of a planned session of the House on Tuesday. The disciplinary action includes barring Zephyr from the House floor and gallery for the rest of the 90-day legislative session, though she can join remotely.
Okay.
Zephyr, who was given 5 minutes to speak Wednesday, said the legislature has systematically attacked the LGBTQ community in Montana.
Wrong.
We've seen bills targeting our art forms. Does that mean...
Drag queen story hour.
Yeah, drag queen.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the language, the narrative.
Our art forms, our books, our history, and our health care.
Yeah, no.
I rose up in defense of my community speaking to harms these bills bring. If you use decorum to silence people who hold you accountable, then all you're doing is using decorum as a tool of oppression.
Zoe, here's a newsflash for you, kid. First of all, no one cares what you do as a consenting adult. You and your doctor in any state can just talk about whatever this kind of plastic surgery you want to have electively. You can do that and pay for that. That's not a problem.
But you can't say
as a consenting adult. But you
piece
can't
of legislation.
Yeah, this is about children.
You're going to put blood on the hands of
no. Yeah. Yeah. And it's, by the way, it's not happening. There isn't any kind of transgender genocide going on anywhere. People aren't stalking and, you know, killing trans people. It's just not happening. They're having all their events and their shows and their clubs, and they're trying to get into schools, but there's no genocide going on in any way. So.
Texter says, Scott, does the tax bill passed by the North Dakota legislature provide property tax relief for landowners, or is it just for homeowners? Let's see here. As I understand it, there's a program you'd apply for called the Homestead Property Tax Credit, which applies to homeowners 65 and older. Plus, all homeowners would be able to claim a $500 property tax credit on their primary residence. That's what they did. Governor's signing it at 3 o'clock this afternoon. By the way, do you notice a little difference between the Minnesota legislature and the Montana legislature and the Michigan legislature?
Yeah, right.
Then North Dakota?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that refreshing? Yeah.
California, Illinois, New York. Let's get on the list.
Monster tax bill. There you go. Do what legislatures are supposed to do. Do tax policy. $550 million price tag. What are your other questions here? So in Minnesota, when parents have a baby and it's not the sex they'd hope for, can they change the sex? It's happened before now, and it seems to be an open season in Minnesota. What a sick state. Another listener says, this hate speech enforcement in our country sounds like Matthew 24. Many shall be offended and betray one another and shall hate one another, and because lawlessness shall abound, the love of many shall grow cold. Sounds like the nature of the liberal woke community today. Love your show for exposing the truth. Yeah, you bet. I like that. Another listener talking about the Michigan story we told you about with the shirts being banned. I would go to that school and have one of my buddies wear a Biden shirt, and I would wear a Trump shirt, and when they tell me to take the Trump shirt off, I'd reverse psychology on them and scream discrimination, but I would have a lawyer in line, and I'd sue the crap out of that school. Scary to say, but the stuff is starting to filter to our rural communities now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Another listener, sounds to me like the people that are in Minnesota making these rules possibly are pedophiles. And they are the people that think it's okay? So maybe they need to be investigated. True in Minnesota, removing a very common sense situation to say that's not a protected class if you're a pedophile. Until now.
Yeah, well, Again, the Ministry of Truth is concerned with erasing the truth of the past and present, replacing it with whatever the party deems correct.
Yeah.
Those in charge of the ministry decide what truth is.
Does Kupac ever comment on these ridiculous ideas in Minnesota?
There we go.
Well, he just votes for them. Yeah, unfortunately.
Wake up!
See you tomorrow. Senator Kevin Cramer among our guests tomorrow on the program with lots of open phone time, too. See you then. God bless. Bye-bye.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.